for America.
This is turning into a regional conflict, which does pose a threat to the security of the United States.
Only Iraq can save Iraq.
Fighting for Idaho.
No justice! No peace!
There was at least one shot fired within the car.
He started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
Fighting for you.
What the heck's going on with the world? You got Gaza. You've got Iraq. You've got Syria. You've got the Christians being slaughtered. You've got the Chinese. Am I leaving something out? Oh, the border.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
That's a lot of ding-dongs.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Friday, 580 KIDO, K Millie in the morning. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And just to make sure that you're listening, Rehemiah, we'll do this. Now, I know you're listening, Rehemiah. I'm talking about the folks here. Why don't we start off with some fun, some just a pick-me-up, if you will. And I can't think of a better pick-me-up than seeing Shrek at the Music Theater of Idaho. That's right, Shrek. And it pays to come in when the program starts. So right now at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, we would love to give you caller 10, and why not caller 12, a family four-pack to see Shrek at the Music Theater of Idaho either this weekend or next weekend. Caller 10 will take that right now here at 580-KIDO. Does that sound good to you, Emily Wither?
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Well, we do what we can. So we'll start off with some good news here. And if you heard the report at the top of the hour, and we'll get into this, because like our great friend, at least sometimes he was, he meant well. He was a good boy. Former President Bush. Remember when he goes, I'm a uniter, not a divider. And that's great. I think that we all need to unite. Of course, that's easier said than done. You look at the violence in Missouri, the propaganda going on, and what do I think of? Lord, as I get down on my knees every night, life may not be perfect. Certainly, we all have challenges, not as many as some, and not as few as others. But thank God I live in Idaho. Thank God I live in one of the best places to raise a family. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me, for bringing me here. And sometimes we can kid each other about being off the grid or that sort of thing. And what's the best way to ingratiate yourself to a community? You talk about how great it is. But truly, me being the old curmudgeonish cynic, if you will, this place ruins you. I whenever I travel, which is rare, you know, I get on an airplane and people here are so friendly and so nice that when you go, hey, how are you? Kind of like in the South, how are you? And they look at you kind of strange, and then you have to remember, oh, they're from such and such, where you always have to be suspicious of people. I love talking to my wife sometimes because she still thinks I'm crazy for locking the doors. I challenge anyone to come up with a place, whether it's the Treasure Valley, a city, an area, or a state where you're so free and secure. Maybe Montana, but there aren't a lot of folks there. Or Wyoming, and all they've got is Walt Longmire. But it just goes to show you how blessed we are to live in this great state. And I was sitting there hanging out, thinking about this, as I'm looking at the violence in Missouri. And what are we going to do? Are we going to start our day with, oh, no, there's been another shooting, there's more violence, it's us versus them? Well, one thing you learn about when you're working in a smaller community, it's a lot tougher to say thems when you have to stare at people. And when we talk about race, it is the great divider. On the other hand, it still is the great opportunity. I love that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are there. Like, those multimillionaires really care about the folks in Ferguson, Missouri. By the way, one report has come out of there, and I heard Glenn talking about it yesterday. And it's interesting, the evolution of Glenn Beck. And you remember 580KIDO had Glenn Beck here, you know, from the very beginning. And he and Pat and Stu were talking about how concerned he was about the militarization of the police. We've had that discussion here. In fact, it was almost like they were listening to our show before they started, because it was the exact same conversation that we had here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, where we were looking at each other and saying, do you really need that armored personnel carrier in Caldwell? Do you? And then the suspect, what did he do? He got away anyway. Now, again, it's very easy for us to sit back and say, hey, the police shouldn't have these things, because most of us grew up watching the original Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen, where these military people came in and took over the West. However, if you're a police officer or your family member's a police officer, you want the best protection. However, where do you draw the line? I was checking out a couple stories yesterday, putting together the Kevin Miller Hot List. And by the way, if you don't know what that is, you can go to 580KIDO.com, 580KIDO.com, and take a look at some of the trending stories. Now, this is not put together by a computer. It's put together by me, usually at home, usually at somewhere else, that sort of thing. And one of the stories that I did see, was some police stations across the country are getting grenade launchers. Yeah, that's right. Grenade launchers. And basically what we're doing is we're militarizing the police. And Glenn's point yesterday at 580KIDO was maybe it's time for the National Guard to go in there and see if the National Guard could do something. And I was looking at that, and look, the National Guard would be great. But on the other hand, you know, what are you going to do when people are raiding the Food King? What's the solution? Well, I'm glad you ask. A, number one, glad we live in Idaho again and again. I can't say that enough. But B, it all comes down to being an adult, just like being an adult when it comes to a confrontation. Do you elevate the situation more? Do you refrain? Do you look for a solution? Hopefully those folks in Missouri are looking for a real-life solution. And by the way, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, it seems that at least some of the folks are calming down. Let's take a listen.
Had time to express our outrage. We've had time to express hurt and pain and anger, but I don't think we've really mourned the losses here.
Right. And the idea of asking the question here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, do we sit back and mourn someone who was shot, who was unarmed, by looting and destroying property? No justice, no peace, but does that mean destroying other people's property? We saw that in the L.A. riots as well.
We were peacefully protesting. Some of us were sitting down on the streets trying to block out the road. And then a few officers came in and they pulled out the nets and they caged us in. They surrounded us with orange nets.
They surrounded us with orange nets. There we have it. There we have it here at 580-5436. It does beg the question. It does beg the question here on what is and isn't appropriate for police to have. In fact, you've got a Georgia congressman. He wants to put a brake on police departments having access to grenade launchers.
Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says local streets should be a place for business, families, and relaxation, not tanks and M16s. So he plans to propose legislation to end a Pentagon program that gives free machine guns and other surplus military equipment to local law enforcement agencies. The legislation has been in the works for some time, but the shooting of an unarmed teenager in Ferguson, Missouri is propelling it forward. House Speaker John Boehner has declined to comment on the proposal. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Well, here's the scary part. Rachel, thank you for that. Kevin Miller with you at 580KIDO, 615. If you get rid of, what do you do with all the excess surplus equipment? And you know how it is, whether you're a kid, whether you're an adult, whether you're a kid at heart. If you have something, chances are you're going to use it. Have we reached a point where Congress has to come in and say, I'm sorry, we're not going to give you that tank. We're not going to give you that MRAP. We're not going to give you that armored personnel carrier. And I have to say, you know, when I see the local police department, which is rare, driving around in the MRAP, I'm thinking, yeah, that's a little overkill. But then again, I'm not the one who's getting shot at, right? I'm not the one who's taking down the bad guys. Let's go to our great friend, the hardworking Jim from Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Man, I'm so happy you called at this time. We usually have to squeeze you and not give you enough time to yap, so welcome.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I've been out of the area for just a few weeks, so I missed your show. Anyway, Kevin, I'm not, make no mistake, this is just part of arming up the police and the government creating problems as they always do. I don't even think we should be talking about what the police need, okay? We've got criminals coming across the border. We've allowed this behavior with looting and rioting going on. It escalates. The government welcomes it, and then their solution is, well, let's start arming up our police, okay? And I feel sorry for our police because they're kind of caught in the middle. And we see a little difference in a lot of the police mindset. In the old ways, you know, they were more citizen-minded, and they were more pro-gun, if you will. And now we're seeing, you know, just through the conversations that we've had here on your radio station with some of the local sheriffs and police, how they're hedging and they're hiding behind, I'm looking for the right words.
Look, we've replaced Andy Griffith with Jack Bauer.
Well, exactly. You know, and I think that they're going to escalate with arming the police and what have you. And Kevin, quite frankly, in the future, you and I are probably public enemy number one. We think on our own, and we kind of see what's going on. But I think that's what this is more about than anything else. That's how the government works, very, very slowly and incrementally desensitizing people and arming these police officers to think it's okay. And then pretty soon, Kevin, those grenade launchers and armored personnel carriers are going to be aimed at us.
Well, see, that's what I don't get. Why would any police department ever need a grenade launcher?
Well, look what we've done to our schools, and we've accepted it, Kevin. When I went to school, there was none of this kind of problems that we have today. We've accepted the fact that we're going to have police officers in schools and metal detectors in some schools. What did we do that we went so far off that path that we had to get there, and people accepted this? Oh, yeah, well, we need this for protection. Well, what did we do to get there? Instead of asking the real question where society took the wrong path, we accept all these new things that are not good for society.
Well, I think it comes down to the lack of discipline, the lack of consequence, the neutering of the teacher, and everybody's afraid that they're going to get sued or get a bad press story in the local newspaper, TV station. Nobody, and this comes down to talk radio as well, nobody will take a stand anymore because, oh, no,
Media Matters will take us down. Oh, no, we're going to get in trouble.
I mean, when you take a look at men today, Jim, how many of them actually have any backbone? Sure, you do, people that work on ranches and farms and hunt and stuff, but those are the exception and not the rule anymore, and that's concerning.
Well, you know, Kevin, it is, and a lot of the reason why I listen to your show is because of the backbone that you have. And, you know, the only thing I know how to do is to speak up and get the message out. You know, of course, you have a much, much bigger forum. And then people of like minds get that message out and don't be afraid of what someone's going to call you. And you know, just, you know, you know, how can I say, Kevin, I'm losing my words here. be true to your convictions.
Right.
And not worry about, you know, somebody calling you a name or what have you. Overcome that.
Right. Well, it's good to have you back, Jim.
Well, Kevin, I wanted to weigh in on that, and I think that we need to talk more about that. We need to take care of our problems that are leading up to police and schools and needing grenade launchers before we start saying it's okay to have them.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know who you need the grenade launchers to? Why don't we give the grenade launchers to the Border Patrol? I mean, isn't it strange that on one hand we have the President of the United States who's so uber-focused on Ferguson, so uber-focused on race, and yet the border story has been put to bed? I was listening to Glenn Beck yesterday, and he's sitting there talking about interviewing this writer who's been down on the border, who's broken the border stories. Who's made the big difference? And just describing women, girls, being used as prostitutes. Where's Diane Sawyer on that? Quickly to Gene and Cuna with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Hello.
Good morning, Kevin. Sorry about that. Lost my head for a minute. You know, have we fallen so far that our police have to have these armored carriers, grenade launchers, machine guns, just to make themselves feel better about what they're doing? I believe this, and I'm sure you'll agree that the police cadets that are being graduated from the academies and that, they hit the streets just scared to death. They don't have any training in crowd control, or they don't have any training in how to talk to people or anything. They don't have this diplomatic character about them. All they know is force. You got to use force. You got to use force. I don't want to get killed, so I got to use force. That way, if I am the forceful one here, they'll back off and leave me alone. And it's like they're not there for that. They're there to serve and protect. They're there to help us, not to hinder us. And I believe with everything in me that the government is graduating new recruits from these police academies. They're not doing sufficient background checks on them, and they're not doing sufficient psychiatric tests on them, because some of these people, they get in a heated situation, they have no idea how to diplomatically solve a problem. They're not problem solvers, they're problem creators. And there's a reason I'm saying this, because I believe the time is coming very shortly that this administration is going to cause such civil unrest that they're going to lock this country down so tight that its anatomy is going to ache. And that's because that there's a lot of people in this administration that want total control over everyone and everything in the U.S. Yesterday, when Christine was speaking about, you know, school lunches, what's it going to be next? You know, grocery stores, are they not going to be allowed to sell sugar on the counters or sweeteners or breads or anything that has sugar or anything in it? They're not, you know, is the government going to step in and go that far? Yes, I believe they will try to. I really do. Well, Kevin, you have a blessed day, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Gene from CUNA, thank you. Kevin Miller, let's get you to traffic now at 5.
We don't want to just be told to shut up and suffer in silence.
This is the St. Louis County Police Department. This is the first town.
We must have answers.
No,
making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, quickly to Linda in Emmett. Hello, baby.
How you doing, Kevin?
Always the highlight of my morning, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can use a full couple of pats on the head. I'm calling in about the direction that our police are going, and this is no mistake when they start putting all this high-tech stuff in, because I feel eventually we are going to be utterly and completely at a point where we are not allowed to make decisions for ourselves. We can't, you know, think for ourselves. And it's going to be like Germany under Hitler. And I know that's not, probably not a popular thing to say, but that's the way I look at it. We are going down the same path, different leaders, sort of, kind of. But, you know, we're headed for, if people don't wake up and pull their heads out of the sand, we are going to be nothing but a Germany 50 or 60 years later. It's sad because nobody wants to get involved. Nobody wants to say anything. Blah, blah, blah. Well, we're going to blah, blah, blah ourselves into a state that none of us want. The police are being trained in war tactics. Well, gee, I wonder why. They're going to divide this country into five parts or four parts, and each group is going to have their own leader, and they don't have to answer to anybody. They're their own supreme being. And I just, it makes me worried. It makes me sad because I know you and I talked about this 5 years ago, about, you know, where we were headed and what this country was going to become like if somebody didn't start changing stuff. And it has to come from the grassroots. You expect Congress to change, the Senate to change, the House of Representatives to change. They won't. They don't want to rock the boat. So people like Obama get to step in and tweak things the way they want them to be, not even consulting we citizens of the United States.
Linda, thank you.
You're welcome, Kevin. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 6:31, Kevin Miller here. Coming up next, some noted contributors to the Miller Program, the Miller Militia, get all wet. We'll share their stories with you next at 580KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, Miller with you. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, some great relevant information. You're going, oh, well, it's about time. You just riffing just isn't cutting it. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I get to know you long enough, and I will start answering yourselves. I have some good friends that I speak with all the time, and maybe it's from my years, almost 20 now, of doing this form of media, talk radio, not the DJ ha-has or any of that nature, but communicating to you, speaking with you, not at you, but having a conversation. Now, sometimes it can seem like it's a one-sided conversation when you're not speaking back, or maybe I can't hear you through the radio. But when I get to know somebody fairly well, I will go back and forth and have a dialogue in front of that person without them saying anything. It's kind of bizarre. But anyway, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to a great friend of mine, a gentleman that I am very proud to know. And you're going to say this is a little unusual. His name is Paul Feinbaum. And Paul Feinbaum has written a new book, My Conference Can Beat Your Conference. He's the voice of the Southeastern Conference in college football. He's an ESPN personality. If you watch those sports networks, he's the guy wearing the glasses, doing the show on ESPN2 for the past 2 or 3 weeks. He's on the SEC network. But I learned a lot about Paul from Paul Feinbaum, and he's a sports guy, but we're really not going to talk about sports. We're not going to, you know, hey, what about this conference, that conference, although he could for several hours. But we're going to talk about struggles, and having read his book, having gone back and forth with him on the emails since the last time we worked together, and observed him for many, many years, I think that's it's going to be a lot more fascinating. So even though we're talking to Paul Feinbaum about his book, it's much more. It's about struggle. It's about belief and building a community. I will say that wherever I've had the blessing to be, whether it's here or Raleigh, North Carolina, or Birmingham or Pittsburgh, I've picked up a few things. But I have to say probably the biggest influence on me has been Paul Feinbaum. And when I was a baby host, I would, you know, we would have a cast of characters, and then you get into the office, and you know how it is. You go to a certain place, and one boss tells you to talk about one topic for an hour or 5 hours. Then the next boss says it's horrible. The next boss says you shouldn't have characters. Well, I will say this, that having seen the magic of what Paul has done at a local level and now on a national level, it's one of the reasons why I believe in building the tribe, the militia, and our great cast of characters. Also, we're going to be talking about what to do about suicide. Many of us, myself included, have been touched by friends or family that have left us. In the death of Robin Williams, his suicide, what can we do here in the Gem State to make sure that that doesn't happen to our loved ones? So, again, relevant information coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk to Becky Moore of the Evergreen chapter of the ALS Association about this crazy thing sweeping the nation, and that is the Ice Bucket Challenge. My friend in California said, hey, have you taken it? I go, yeah, thanks for keeping up with me. We did it on Sunday. So yesterday, we had two of our great contributors to the program decide to take the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And I'm amazed by one of them, and really proud of both of them. And, you know, whether it was our friend Patriot Ray or Two Fly Bride that accepted my challenge, Patriot Ray that wasn't even challenged but decided to do it to raise awareness. God bless him. What a great video that is. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, when he's not slapping me on Facebook and talking about living in Ohio or Alabama, he actually had to recut his two or three times to make sure they got it right. Only Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, would be so diligent when it comes to a video of the Ice Bucket Challenge. And I'm just amazed. So let's go to the video. It will be audio tape. And here is our friend Tom Munns, TomMunns.com. And before we get rolling, so many times people say conservatives are angry. People that are into politics are uncaring. They're crazy. And, you know, people say to me, well, what about, you know, Tom Munns? He's always doing this and that. Well, this is another side of Tom Munns here, and let's take a listen, shall we?
Okay, Kevin Miller, I'm challenging you, the ALS challenge. I'd like to challenge all my Facebook friends. Go ahead, Zach. I'm challenging all my law enforcement officers, my federal, my fire department, my senators, my representatives, if we're going to bring some awareness to ALS, then let's take our time and do it the right way and get an absolute brain freeze.
Now, only Tom Munns could have the water pouring on him so deliberately, so slowly, as opposed to the rest of us. And again, everybody's used a bucket. I'm kind of a sissy. I used a bowl, and I thought I was doing something. But if you go to Kevin Miller or the Kevin Miller Facebook, you know the one. And if not, get, you know, I'd love to be your friend. I would. I need a lot of friends. Tom Munns there, he does it slowly and deliberately. Well, yesterday, as we've talked about, I challenged our great contributor, Tea Party Bob, here at 580KIDO. And I can't believe he's only gotten like one like, which is me. And our friend John Bradley actually did this. I shot the video. So let's hear Tea Party Bob getting the Ice Bucket Challenge. And you're going, well, Kevin, I can't see this. Visualize it in your mind. You can always go to my Facebook, Kevin Miller on Facebook, and actually see the video. Let's see who really steals the show on this one. And remember, when people say, oh, those conservatives, they don't care. Look, these guys got doused with ice water, just like Michael Strahan and other big stars. I mean, there are big stars. So let's take a listen.
This is Tea Party Bob, and I'm taking the ALS challenge. And I'm calling out my good friend, Mr. Tom Munns, to get your butt out on a chair and let me put a bucket over your head. Let's go.
You got 24 hours. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. And there we go. Ah! Tea Party Bob.
Ah! Oh!
Don't swear.
Ah!
Ray, I think we actually need the clips of Tea Party Bob growling at the end for a drop. I'm addicted to that. I know. And just the visual was quite exciting. But it goes to show you that we can all come together. And as silly as it is, taking this challenge, and you might be on the fence about it. Man, 2 years ago, what was it? A year ago, ALS raised $1 million. As of two nights ago, they've raised almost $8 million with people donating. Now, you should donate if you're going to take the challenge. And it really does. It's amazing. It's one of those things, I think, that gives us hope. A simple bucket of ice water over your head. 646, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Some good news. I know a lot of people are very concerned about Common Core. In fact, we were talking to one of the big, notable local and state education officials. They call that background in the business, if you will, at 580 KIDO. And some of them, even though they're implementing the Common Core, Glenn Beck's going to be mad, implementing the Common Core, they've got concerns. And they say, you know, whether it's Stacy Knudsen, Stephanie Zimmerman, the others, they have some points, and they share those with me. So it's reassuring and good news that the Idaho State Board of Education has approved a policy aimed at protecting public schools, students' personal information and data. The policy, which covers public and charter schools, governs collecting, using, and sharing a student's information. Again, it grew out of concern of what happens to the student information at the State Department of Education as they continue to develop a statewide student database from the critics of the core standards. Publicly released reports cannot contain student personal information. So, based on these protections, does this quell some of your concerns about Common Core here in Idaho? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And how concerned are you about data collection on your kids? Let's talk about it next. Time for traffic at 580-KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hi-de-ho, Kevin Miller in the morning. By the way, if you're wondering who that good-looking guy with me is on the 580KIDO website, that would be Stephen Yates, new Republican Party chairman, man of the world here. Coming up again in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to take a look at you know, how prepared the state of Idaho is when it comes to suicide. You're thinking to yourself, gosh, that's not very uplifting. But on the other hand, let's face it, it took years to get a suicide hotline, right?
New research finds older folks who have trouble sleeping could be at risk for suicide. A 10-year study from Stanford University found people over 65 who reported sleep problems were 20% more likely to commit suicide over the next decade than those who slept well. Study authors say the findings mean doctors who treat patients with depression should consider sleep problems a warning sign. For more on this story, visit foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Colleen Kapp on Fox News Radio.
All right, Colleen. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO, and you really take a look at all these things involved in ending your life. And a lot of people say that that is a selfish act. Other people say to themselves, why would you do it? And I was talking to one of the guests that we're going to have on today, and I said, hard to believe somebody at the age of 63, like Robin Williams, would end his life. And maybe people live longer. Maybe it was the fear of Parkinson's. Maybe it was the money. A lot of things. No one really knows. No one really knows what happens to cause someone to do this. And maybe the pain was so much that he didn't think about the people that he left behind. Here's something else. You know, I guess it's absence makes the heart grow fonder. Have you heard about this one? That dead Hollywood stars or dead music stars, their merchandise is going through the roof. And we see that with Robin Williams now, Netflix blowing up, Amazon sold out of all his movies, Michael Jackson's career has been resurrected. Indeed, resurrected because people see, once you're gone, take a look at Elvis, everybody wants you. And it's unfortunate. And think about this in your own life. How many times have we wanted to tell a coworker? We wanted to tell a loved one, thank you. I love you. You've made a difference in my life. And maybe because we're embarrassed, maybe because we think that it'll be mushy, maybe we feel it's just not the right time, but they know what we're thinking. They know that we love them. They know that we care for them. They know that they're appreciated, and chances are you don't until they're gone. And then we have that regret. What are the lessons of these people that have been passed before their time? For us individually, yes, we can laugh at the great jokes, at the brilliant humor, the endless tributes to Robin Williams. I think the lesson, and gosh, we never stop learning if we want to be effective in life, right? Whether it's here at 580KIDO or in our own world, I think the lesson is to show someone that they're appreciated, to say that you make a better difference. There's a book out called The Carrot Factor. Have you ever seen it? And it is so true. I had a boss, my first boss, when I had my first full-time job in Huntsville or Athens, Alabama, the same young man that gave Sean Hannity his break and a lot of other people. In fact, he should really go down as one of the great chance takers when it comes to radio personalities, because most of them are goofs. His name, Bill Donovan. Bill always had a philosophy of motivating by fear. Bill, very successful guy. Again, he's the guy that gave Sean Hannity the big break, encouraged him, and he and Sean are best friends today. Now, Bill doesn't talk to me. In fact, he won't even return my friend request on Facebook, which is fine because we spoke different languages. Most of us respond to encouragement, the carrot principle. That's the book I was referring to. And you can get a lot more with simple encouragement, whether it's a young kid, whether it's an older coworker. Because we're so hyper-focused on ourselves as individuals, and look, I'm not giving you my thesis for my psychology exam, that we seem to forget about that. Even a guy like Robin Williams, beautiful wife, wonderful kids, millions of dollars in homes, obviously he was missing something in his life. And our great lesson is, no, we don't leave anybody behind, right? We want to make sure that everybody is good to go. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5:58. Coming up next hour, our great friend Paul Feinbaum, author of My Conference Can Beat Your Conference. And we're going to do our very best not to talk about sports because, again, great life lessons from a guy who is just a giver, and we'll talk to him. In fact, it's funny. I think I've brainwashed my wife about Paul Feinbaum because Mrs. Miller said to me, "You've got Paul Feinbaum on?" Well, we watch him all the time on TV. Boy, that's a good one. I go, well, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mrs. Miller. In addition to that, here at 580KIDO, getting back to making a difference, try this. Just try to say something positive to somebody. It'll mean the world to them. It really will. The carrot principle, if you will, as opposed to the stick. I know! The stick sounds a lot better, but the carrot principle. All right, coming up next, Fox News on the radio. Remember, you can always find the Kevin Miller Hot List on 580KIDO. And don't forget, tomorrow it's Mayhem in the AM, the All-Star Panel, and the Matador, Kevin Miller. Don't miss it.